always right. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
We arrive here to learn from American politics. As I'm at the range interview with party official from ruling regime.
We are good friend, Bob Barr, yes?
I hope so.
It is a custom. Have a cheese at the start.
We play this too much.
No, we don't.
Thank you.
My wife, she make this cheese.
Very nice.
She make it from a milk from her
The Don and Mike Show.
We got 8 million goddamn Borat tapes.
I love that one, though.
And that's the one.
You're a good friend, Bob Barr.
Yes, sir!
They will choke your throat with the umbilical cord of comedy. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
You know.
You know.
You know.
You boys make me sick.
Right. Stop that. It's silly. Very silly indeed.
What's that? Dumbass.
Well, hi, everybody.
Hello, Howard.
We got, I think, just enough time for me to call Wisconsin.
Yes, you were talking about this yesterday.
Yeah, my brother had been threatening me over the last, 6 months that he was going to be coming out to visit. And I had received a couple of texts from him saying, like, hey, bro, on our way out soon. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't until this weekend that I got the definitive date. He'll be out in a couple of weeks. He wants to spend about a week out here. He wants to do some running between D.C., New York, go down to a Virginia Beach, up to Atlantic City, and wants to come by the show one day.
Sure. Okay.
And plans on riding his Harley all the way from Wisconsin, I believe, with his wife.
On the back?
Two of them on one bike. And he wants to do 14 hours nonstop.
Wow, man. You know what? My butt gets sore when I do 40 minutes nonstop. Then again, maybe that's just me.
They will not be fresh when they arrive.
Hope he's got a windshield. I'm going to ask him some bike questions.
Let me just see what's happening with him.
Hello?
This is like an awful. Is this that awful Darth Vader connection? No, it's okay. Hey, dude.
Hey, man.
Hey, what's happening?
There he is.
I'm pouring concrete as we speak.
Jimmy, I was just warning everybody that you will be in town. That you're going to be riding your Harley here in a couple of weeks, going to come by and spend some time on the show with us. Have you really given any thought yet to not doing it in one 14-hour stretch?
No, I don't want. I want to drive all the way through. I told the wife, I says, we're going to leave about 5 o'clock in the morning to get around Chicago traffic, and they're just going to keep going.
Now, I told you the smart way is to get a hotel room halfway. And it's only one motorcycle for you and your wife, right? For you and Marnie?
Yeah.
All right. First of all, Jimmy, what kind of bike do you have?
Harley Davidson Electric Glide Classic.
You got the big bike. You got the big bike with with the comfortable seat. So it's a touring bike.
Yeah, but still.
Oh, yeah. It's got air ride shocks. It's got the saddlebags, the trunk on it.
He's got the biggest Harley you can get. He's got the electric Glide.
I understand that. But for his wife, for Marnie, she's got the worst position of all. She's sitting on that thing, and she's got her arms around his belly all day, right?
Well, the electric Glide has actually got an easy chair on the back of it. You know, I mean, it's not like she's going to have to hold on to him. You know, I mean, that's the most comfortable two-person bike on the road.
My concern with Jimmy, who is one of his many jobs, he's a trucker, a long-distance trucker. You know, I mean, Black Beauties, whatever it is, speed, he takes it.
Well, my question is, Jimmy,
he takes it to stay up all night. I don't think you should do that on the motorcycle.
How far? What's the longest trip you've made on the bike?
What's the longest?
Yeah.
1,150 miles.
So the longest, have you done any, like, 7-8 hour nonstop trips?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, last October when I went down towards Dallas to see my friend Rick, I left home and 1,150 miles later, I stopped. I only stopped to go pee and get gas.
Just to pee and get gas.
He's done it before.
Yeah, but see, the thing is,
that's the thing about women, though. They're going to have to stop every 2 hours to go pee.
Jimmy, I told you, and even when you were on the phone the other day with Marnie, Marnie was saying in the background that she didn't want to do 14 hours nonstop.
14 hours is a marathon. It's a grueling trip on a motorcycle.
Yeah,
straight.
But, I mean, just, it's comfortable. It's a comfortable bike. She's got armrests. She's got stereo. What more could you ask?
Do you have the little helmet?
Interface?
Do you have the little helmet communicating thing where you can talk to each other?
No, I don't have that. That's the Ultra Classic.
Okay. The
All right. So it's 2 weeks until you cats get out here on your Harley. Gonna come by the show. Gonna have a great time. You're gonna spend how much time out here on the East Coast?
How much time am I gonna what?
Spend on the East Coast.
Well, we'll be at your place Friday night, Friday evening for dinner.
Yeah.
And then we're gonna,
that's funny.
We're gonna probably head back home the following Saturday or Sunday.
And in between, you're going to do a little roaring around?
Oh, yeah. We're going to go over to the beach, going to go down to Virginia Beach, see a friend of mine. Maybe go up to New York City, see another friend.
Gotcha. And all of this on the Harley, Jimmy.
On the Harley.
Looking forward to it. Looking forward to your take on life once you get here. Let's do a real quick quiz, though, just to see how...
I don't have time for that, man. I'm pouring sidewalk right
Jimmy,
now.
Jimmy, hold on.
I got to concentrate.
You had plenty of time to talk about your goddamn Harley. Jimmy, who is the person that had dinner at the White House last night?
Oh, is that old fart lady and her husband, the prince?
Right.
Yeah, what was that?
The queen.
The queen! You got it right.
The queen. Jimmy, for a bonus. Do
you mind if I trim this tree? It's trimmed now.
What's happening, Jim?
What's going on there, dude?
I'm pouring sidewalk, and I'm right up against the curb, and I'm trimming the tree as I go.
Like, how are you trimming the tree?
With the top of the truck. Now he wants me to add 2 gallons of water to it, so now I got to spin it up.
Yeah. Got to thin up the concrete too thick.
You guys' timing is always just so perfect.
Have you given any thoughts? Wow. Have you given any thoughts recently to our little gay tryst we had when we were boys?
What about our little gay tryst?
Our gay tryst. You know, when I climbed into your bed. That thing I talked about with you on the show a while ago. Our gay revelation.
You mean about your gay thing?
Yeah.
It was our gay thing.
Well, you were the one that climbed into the bed.
It wasn't our gay thing. I don't remember it. If I remembered it, then it would be our gay thing.
Right.
Hey, you think, Jimmy, you think maybe you've blocked it out?
I know. It never happened.
It never happened.
I don't have a gay bone in my body.
Jimmy, I'm not saying you do have a gay bone in your body. Not that there would be anything wrong with that. I would love you no matter what. But
oh,
it is.
Oh, man.
But it is.
Don't say gay and love in the same sentence, please. I'm a truck driving Harley rider.
Right.
Jimmy, you got to know we are a gay friendly show. And,
very gay friendly on this show, Jimmy.
And I'm gay friendly in real life, too. So don't be such a stupid mo. Get hit with
this contractor's going to get pissed off at me.
Oh, really? Because you're on
that?
The phone?
Why is that? Because he thinks you're gay?
Hold on just a second. Hold on. Oh, no. I was just going to tell him that I'm on a Don and Mike show. Maybe he'd understand.
Yeah, because we're so big in Wisconsin. Please.
Some of our contractors get so pissed if we're on the phone while we're on their job site, they'll call into the office.
Oh, really? Did he look angry when you saw him?
No, this guy, this is like a side job for him, so he's pretty cool.
Stand-up
guy. I could pile the concrete up 2 feet and he wouldn't get mad.
Does he look gay?
No. What's a gay guy look like?
Like you?
That's not cool.
Jimmy, who cares? If you were gay, it would be okay.
I'm not gay.
Hey, Jimmy, if you're driving 14 hours and your wife protests and she wants to stop, are you going to stop and stay somewhere overnight?
No, I'm not.
You're going to drive through the night?
I'm going straight through, man. Because my brother's fixing dinner for me Friday night.
Not until you admit you're gay. And also, here's the deal, Jimmy. You're welcome to come, as
this
always.
This is my deal here, Wade.
Yeah. Welcome to come at the Chateau Relaxo. Be one of the many that opens my doors and comes and eats my food and drinks my booze and watches my TV. Or as you so eloquently put it the other day, just go on up to my beach house and let yourself in and spend a couple of days up there. All that I require, James Phillip, is that you at least admit that this thing happened with us when we were boys.
I don't remember it. I'm being totally honest.
Okay, but I'm telling you,
if it happened, it happened. I was not aware of it. I was asleep if it happened. I do not remember it.
Good for you.
You're not a homophobe, are you, Jimmy?
No.
You believe in live and let live, right?
Right.
Will you be doing any hunting at all on your trip?
From the bike.
No.
What was that? What was that? Hey, what happened to the guy that was so mad when you were not pouring the concrete there?
What's that? I couldn't hear you.
What happened to the guy that you were mad, that you thought was mad at you there a second ago?
Oh, no, nothing. I got to watch him and stuff. Right.
So you're pouring concrete and somebody else is like scraping it and all that, right?
Right, right.
Who you like on American Idol tonight?
Oh, I don't follow American Idol. I don't know. Give me the chick.
The chick?
Yeah.
Well, there's three of them left, Jimmy.
There's Melinda.
Give me the one with long hair.
That'd be Jordan.
Jordan.
Okay.
Who do you like on Dancing with the Stars?
I don't watch that stuff.
Did you ever see the movie Brokeback Mountain?
No. I heard about it.
Hey, did you hear about the new movie with Kevin James and Adam Sandler,
mm-hmm.
where they play two guys who have to pretend that they're gay to get benefits? They have to pretend to get married.
Are you going to go see that one?
No, I'm not.
Oh.
Why?
Because I'm not.
Have you ever seen any movies with Nathan Lane in them?
No.
Have you ever seen The Birdcage?
Yeah, I watched part of
it. Oh, that's it. Yeah. That's it. It's official.
You're gay.
Though. Yep.
Better go home and watch Anderson Cooper.
It wasn't my choice, though.
Doesn't matter.
What kind of outfit do you wear when you're riding your Harley? You got a big black leather jacket with colors on it and everything?
Not with colors. I just got a Harley patch on the lower back of it. Right. Going to be wearing my chaps.
Oh, you got the chaps. See?
Chaps
are very gay.
Who's more?
Maybe if Don's nice, I'll model my chaps for him.
There you go.
Who's the gay one now?
There it is.
Jimmy, who's more handsome, do you think? Johnny Depp? Who's more handsome, Johnny Depp or George Clooney?
Who's more what?
Handsome.
I don't know.
Pick one. Who's more handsome?
I don't know.
If you had to choose between George Clooney and Johnny Depp, who would it be?
I'd say George Clooney. Okay?
There it is.
All right, you're gay.
It's official.
Get off my back.
That's what you'd be saying to George Clooney. Because you know you'd be the catcher.
Bada bing.
Hey, I gotta go, man.
All right, you damn dummy. Well, listen, we're all looking forward to seeing you in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
All right. It's less than 2 weeks.
I said
it's a week and a half.
A couple of weeks. A boy can dream. I can dream that you're going to be out here in 2 weeks, not a week and a half, can't I?
It's like 10 days and a wake up.
Okay.
A week and a half.
Love you, bro.
Love you, too. Talk to you later.
All right, bye.
Bye, my gay brother.
There he goes. What are you going to make him for dinner? So he's coming for the Memorial Day weekend, right? Is that when he's coming?
Oh, no. He's going to be here the weekend. Before Memorial Day weekend.
Before, okay.
Yeah.
All right, because I got a ride that weekend.
Yeah,
and,
boy.
I was going to ask him if you wanted to come along, you know, for the, you know, the whole ride to the wall and all that, you know. That's
You're going all the way to Berlin?
yes, that's exactly. Yes, I'm riding my motorcycle to Germany.
China.
That's where I'm going, and it'll be a good friend of douchebags.
Jimmy Gorka. Oh, the douchebag.
Well, if it gives you any comfort, the bike he's talking about is the real.
Nice big one?
Yeah, it's that super big one that's got the. And for her especially.
The one that's got like a lazy boy in the
back
of it, right?
Yeah, if you're going to be a woman riding on the back of a bike, that's the way to go. There are people that drive thousands of miles with, you know, tiny little bikes, and women have to stay on the back. I don't know how they do it.
They'll do fine because, as you remember, they share common interests. Don't you remember?
Yeah, I know.
You're funny. Get out of here.
What are the common interests?
He never elaborated. He just said that's why they were getting married.
They don't have any common interests.
Well, he said they did when they were getting married.
They have nothing
but
in common.
But then he could not explain
exactly
what one of their common interests was.
That's working for him.
Just to refresh, though, just briefly, when you talked about the incident, I forgot. You crawled in.
I make no
bones
about it.
No, I'm not trying to put it on you. I'm saying, what happened again?
We've forgotten.
Because I have forgotten, legitimately, because it wasn't that big a deal.
What happened was we were living in Rockton, Illinois, and I had to be maybe 12. and I got a boner.
Uh-huh. That happens.
When? Is it
before or after you climbed into bed with your brother?
Yes, thank you, Buzz.
Before?
Before.
And decided to climb in afterwards?
Climbed into bed with my brother.
Mm-hmm.
And as I recall, it's not like he said, hey, get out of my bed. We just rolled around for a second. I said, oh, this is really not right, or right. Something like that.
So there was contact?
Not really. It was like maybe a little brushing up against his PJ bottoms.
Wow. So in other words, I mean, even though there was not real contact, the contact that would have, if it had gone, would have been you pitching.
But I think if you're taking this to an extreme that
I'm not. I'm trying to understand what happened. You're the one that was talking about it.
Months ago, I believe.
I forgot. That's how insignificant it was.
I believe it would have ended with oral.
Thank you.
Okay.
I'm glad you cleared that up. And he doesn't have any. Obviously, he's repressed the memory.
Right.
Completely.
That's why he's so homophobic.
Why don't you tell the story the way it really went, that it's like, Don, come on over here. It was him calling you. Calling you over there? No, not at all.
No, I mean, no. And from my way of thinking,
he's a hardcore biker.
Yeah, I mean, I think didn't we do that whole gay thing? Didn't we all?
We did
reveal our most gay moments. Did anybody have any moment that was as gay as that?
That was the winner.
Not that was revealed.
Yeah.
Ah, gotcha. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, friend.
I'm giving one for the team.
Thank you. Sure you are, Mike.
There you go.
Sure you are. Right, Lido Pizza.
Just a brief moment with Ira Melman.
Hey, Buzz.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Right. Buzz is over there in his plexiglass and wood studio. Mm-hmm.
Yes, brought to you by Lifesavers.
And he's got the news coming up next.
Oh, yes. Yes, I do.
And he's gay.
We're all a little bit gay.
All a percentage, I think.
You know, I watched that repeat of House, too, when they talked about
that made no sense. He's gay.
And he's gay. Well, watching House, I pay attention to the medical end of that, and aren't we all, like, you know, one little moment away in creation from being women anyway?
Right.
You know?
We start with the same ingredients.
We start with the same, and then we drop, and they don't.
They're right.
Right?
That's it.
So if you don't drop.
Right. Your balls?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, sure.
And whatnot.
Yeah, boy.
Sure.
Yeah, boy.
There it is again.
They don't drop.
Yeah, the 6 o'clock hour there, boy.
So you had the bed with your brother there, boy.
So, was it fun? Yeah. Come on over there. You're over here. You go over there.
So you're walking, a little touching.
Little rolling around. You said rolling around.
He's got on his New York Jets PJ bottoms.
Your front. It's against his bottoms.
You're rubbing against the flannel, right?
Flannel feels good, right?
You call Buzz gay. Why?
Especially when he's wearing his stag shirt.
That's right.
You don't know how to get out of the segment?
Yeah, I do.
How?
Pause!
This is the Don and Mike Show.